Sunday Live and Local.
Here at KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio. Live from the studios of 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's nice of you to join us. And by us, I mean Maggie Wood, Executive Director of Inclusive Communities, and Tina Hahn, Program Partner of Volunteer Initiatives, and actually Senior Program Partner. Hey, just received a... it is. Right, you just got a promotion. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
How long have you been with the organization, Tina?
2 years. So, just a little over 2 years.
Where'd you come from?
I'm born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska, and I actually started off as a volunteer and just loved Inclusive Communities, and I wanted to be a part of it, so here I am.
That's fantastic. Maggie Wood, you're Executive Director. How long have you held that position?
I have been here for about 4 years. I've been the Executive Director of Inclusive Communities, and it's been an incredible experience, and I'm so excited about everything that we've done and everything we're about to do.
Sure. Well, there's a big event coming up next week, and we're certainly going to talk about it. No, I'm sorry. It is next week.
Yeah,
December 1st. It's Sunday. It's on Sunday, noon to 2:30 at the Slowdown, which is going to be at 729 North 14th Street. You can go to inclusive-communities.org and find information on this. But before we talk about this Friendsgiving celebration.
Friendsgiving. When you give your friends away.
I'd like to, what's the mission? What does this organization do, and how do you accomplish those goals?
Thanks for asking that, Mike. Inclusive Communities confronts prejudice, bigotry, and discrimination. So we've been pretty busy lately. We've been around since 1980. Actually started out as the National Conference of Christians and Jews. And through the last 81 years, we've evolved to make sure that we're addressing all biases and prejudice and bigotry and discrimination.
So how does one do that? So I'll give you an example. In the news, we just recently had near the UNO campus, there was a racist letter left on a young
it's
man's
actually
car.
Actually, one of our volunteers that.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah.
So how do you jump in and get involved? Because you know, of course, we have the media involved, and the chancellor was very quick to come out and make a statement immediately. I imagine he needed no prodding to do that.
Yeah.
So how do you get involved?
Well, behind the scenes has been supporting Joshua. He's a big part of everything that we do. We mostly just try and educate people, and we think that that's kind of the key to getting people to understand one another's perspectives. So we do something called Omaha Table Talk, which is where we like to say we have uncomfortable conversations over comfort food. That's always open to the public and free. Actually, in December, we'll be talking about immigration and how it affects young people. So we like to have dialogue around all of these issues and just get people to understand that we have to talk about it. We can't just keep sweeping it under the rug.
Sure. And is there some kind of follow-up that goes with this or a call to action? Or how does that work?
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, we really try to look for ways to have an effect on systemic change. So those institutions that are set up that people might not even be aware that they're living within. What Tina was raising awareness and educating folks, that starts in junior high. We do programming in middle schools. The program that Joshua came to us through is a program called Inclusivity, which is a 4-day residential camp, which really brings students together from across this whole metro area. We're about to bring Lincoln students in next year. And then we have students that come down from the Native Reservation in South Dakota and actually participate in this as well. So these students come in, have an incredible experience of learning experience with each other, a bonding, and then they become volunteers for our organization. And then as they grow up, we have two individuals that work on our team that went to camp when they were in high school and are now back on the education side of it, and two individuals on our board as well.
Oh, very good.
Yes, it's full circle.
Outstanding. There's a fundraiser that's on December 1st, noon to 2:30, like I mentioned before, at the Slowdown. It's the third annual fundraiser. Friendsgiving. What is a Friendsgiving celebration?
Yeah, it started out, it's a friendraiser. Yes, we like to raise friends there. And Amber has a joke that Tina said earlier. It's like, oh, you come to give your friends away. Yeah. It's a Friendsgiving. So you can come give your friends away, and we will also give you food as well.
Yeah. And and your money, too.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. For those that may not know, Amber Ruffin is she's a comedian. Mm-hmm. She's most recently been seen on Seth Meyers' show and has nifty
her
career.
Her drunk history stuff is hilarious.
Yeah, she appears on Drunk History. She's actually the first African-American female late night writer ever.
No kidding.
Yep. No kidding.
And she's from Omaha.
Yeah, she's we graduated together from Benson in 1996, and she went to Chicago and started working on Second City, and she's been being a comedian ever since.
Well, that's fantastic. So she's going to come back home, come back into town on December 1st. And I imagine it's going to be a spectacular show. She's a very, very funny person.
Yes.
I've seen her work before.
It's also super fun. Yes.
And a great way for people to come together and break some bread together and raise some money for a very good cause. It's the third annual fundraiser, and that's at December 1st from noon to 2:30. If you're looking for information on that, you can go to inclusive-communities.org. She's Tina Hahn. She's Maggie Wood, Executive Director. And we return to NPR programming.
Thank you.